Good morning, brothers and sisters. I'm just Joe, no title, and I'm so glad that you joined me for the Lord's Word of God today. And today we celebrate Yeshua, Jesus, the one that is and was and is to come, and there is no other master of the universe. Amen? Amen. And today's message is for the churches. And we know that all scripture is given by the inspiration of God, and it is profitable for our doctrine, for reproof, for correction, and instruction for righteousness, that the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly equipped for every good work. Amen? Amen. So all scripture is given through the Holy Ghost, and we are to believe all of it, for it is the Word of God, the truth that will set you free. Amen? Amen. And so, brothers and sisters, the Word of God tells us in 1 Corinthians 14:34, "Let your women keep silent in the church, for they are not permitted to speak, but they are to be submissive, as the law also says." So to get a better understanding of this, please turn with me to the book of 1 Timothy chapter 2. And we'll start reading verse 11. "Let a woman learn in silence with all submission, and do not permit a woman to teach or to have authority over a man, but to be in silence. For Adam was formed first, and then Eve. And Adam was not deceived, but the woman being deceived fell into transgression." For the word is very clear here, and it takes us back to Adam and Eve. In Genesis chapter 3, verse 16, it reads, "To the woman he said, I will greatly multiply your sorrow and your conception. In pain you shall bring forth children. Your desire shall be for your husband, and he shall rule over you." Essentially, this is why the woman is not to preach to the man in the church. In Matthew chapter 22, the Sadducees propose a question to Jesus. They tell him that Moses instructed that if a man died and he was married, that his brother was to marry the woman and have children so that they could have offspring. And so they proposed to Jesus that there are seven brothers, and each brother takes a turn in marrying the woman and dies, and there's never a child born. And they say to Jesus, in the resurrection, which one of these men will be the husband of the woman? And Jesus says, "You are mistaken, not knowing the scripture nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they shall neither marry nor be given in marriage, but are like angels of God in heaven." This means, brothers and sisters, and especially to the sisters, there will be complete equality in the resurrection. Amen? Amen. And in Titus, the Word of God tells us that the older women are to be teachers of good things, that they admonish the young women to love their husbands and love their children, and to be discreet and chaste, homemakers good and obedient to their husband. So this means that the older women are to teach the younger women in the church. Amen? Amen. And if there's a woman with the gift of singing or musical talent, by all means, they are permitted and welcome to praise our Lord and Savior in the church. Amen? Amen. But the scripture is very clear that they are not to teach the man in the church. There's no way you can get around this if you are a follower of God, because we live by the Word of God. Amen? Amen. Remember, the first step to wisdom is to fear God. So let us turn to Revelation chapter 2 for the last passage. And here our Lord and Savior Jesus instructs seven churches. And we're going to start reading at verse 18. "And to the angels of the church in Thyatira write, these things says the Son of God, who has eyes like the flame of fire and his feet like fine brass. I know your works, love, service, faith, and your patience. And as for your works, the last are more than the first. Nevertheless, I have a few things against you, because you allow that woman Jezebel, who calls herself a prophetess, to teach and to seduce my servants, to commit sexual immorality and to eat things sacrificed to idols. And I gave her time to repent of her sexual immorality, and she did not repent. Indeed, I will cast her into a sickbed, and those who commit adultery with her in great tribulation, unless they repent of their deeds. I will kill her children with death, and all the churches will know that I am he who searches the minds and the hearts. And I will give to each one according to your works. And in verse 5 of the same chapter, it reads, remember, therefore, from where you have fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove its candlestick out of its place, unless you repent. Brothers and sisters, the candlestick is the pastor. And if the pastor is not doing right, God will take him out and replace him with another. God does not pass judgment on someone until they have been warned. Like Jonah warned Nineveh, and Nineveh repented, and God spared them. Remember Lot's wife. She was told not to turn back, and she turned back and became a pillar of salt. What do we learn from that? If God says, don't do something, don't do it.